Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, everyone. Welcome to Morning Glory. Amen. This is your host, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Amen. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. Saying to God, I'm so sorry. Amen. For starting so late this morning with the glory. Amen. But I'm here. Amen. Had a little trouble getting on, but God is good. Come, somebody give God some praise. Somebody give God some glory. Hallelujah. We're going to have an awesome time this morning. Amen. Amen. How many of you are thankful that we're able to give God the first fruit of our morning? Amen. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are our glory, Lord. We thank you this morning, God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for starting us on our way. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to see another beautiful day, Lord, that you have made, Lord God. Hallelujah. Protect us. Keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. Lead us and guide us, Lord. We need you like never before, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your presence, God. We thank you for your praise, God. Hallelujah. We give you praise this morning, God, for your glory. We thank you this morning, Lord. We bind the hand of the enemy. We rebuke every devil and demon. We thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, how you just continue, Lord, to make ways for us, Father. Thank you that you continue to provide for us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you look past all our faults, Lord, and you see our need, oh God. Hallelujah. We give you praise this morning, God. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are so good to us. You're so wonderful to us, Lord. Forgive us of all our sins, Lord. Forgive us of things that we've done, Lord, willingly and unwillingly, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, cleanse us, Lord. Hallelujah. Through your precious blood, oh God. Hallelujah. Keep us on the straight and narrow path, Lord. Hallelujah. We lift up our voice this morning, God. Hallelujah. To give you the praise and the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, let your light continue to shine upon us, Lord. Hallelujah. As we seek your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. We seek your glory, Lord, because we know in your glory, that's where we find peace. That's where we find everything that we need, God, in you. Give you the praise this morning, God, as we lift your name up on high. Come on and give God the glory. Come on, give him the praise. Hallelujah. Come on and thank him for his goodness. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Come on, come on, come on, come on and bless him this morning. Come on and worship him this morning. Come on and thank him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It wasn't the alarm clock that woke us up this morning. It was God's goodness. It was God's glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He kept us all night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. From danger seen and unseen. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised this morning. Hallelujah. Come on and give your God the praise that he deserves, the praise that is due his name. Amen. The praise that nobody else deserves but him. Come on, give him the glory this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those that can, come on and bless him in your heavenly language. Hallelujah. Come on and give him glory this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know how we start out our morning. Glory to God. Come on. Come on. Let's go to Psalms 63:1. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's go. Hallelujah. This morning, we give you honor, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 63. Amen. And 1. Amen. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Psalm 61. It's the only God. Thou art my. Listen to the cry. He said, oh, God, thou art my God. You're my God. Early will I seek thee. Amen. He's going to seek him early. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Early. Why? Because that's when we find the glory. That's when we find the presence of God, and early in the morning. Glory to God. Early in the morning says, Lord, I put you before everything, Lord. I put you before everything. My day begins with you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Early will I seek thee. Early will I chase after you. Amen. Because that word seek in the Greek means to chase after. So somebody this morning, the reason why you're in the glory, the reason why you're in the presence of God is because you're in the chase. Come on here, somebody. I'm chasing after him. Come on here, somebody. And my soul thirsteth for thee. Come on here, somebody. Amen. You're in the glory because this morning your soul is thirsting for the Almighty. Glory to God. Your soul is thirsty for the Lord. How many of us are thirsty? The word of God says, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. How many know that when you get hungry enough for God, then you'll begin to thirst for God? They that hunger and thirst after righteousness. How many of us are hungry this morning? Lord, I am hungry and I'm thirsty for you. Amen. My soul thirsty for you. Hallelujah. My will, my intellect, my emotions, see, all of it is tied into the soul. The soul has three compartments. It has the intellect, the will, and emotions. And when we begin to thirst after God, then our will thirst after God. Our intellect. And then our emotions begin to thirst after him. Lord, I'm thirsty for you this morning. And then he says, my flesh longeth for thee. Hallelujah. How many know that when our soul gets thirsty, that the flesh begins longing, and that's what pull us into the glory. Amen. Because then we become hungry enough to seek him through prayer and worship. Come on here, somebody. How many know that prayer and worship is the way that we get into the glory? Praise is another way that we get into the glory. Amen. That's why we should always have the praises of God on our lips, because the praises of God allows us to get into the glory of God. Somebody give God the glory this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, thank you, Lord God, for waking me up, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to have the use of my limbs. Thank you, Lord, that I'm in my right mind. Somebody give God the glory this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land. How many know that we're in a dry and thirsty land right now where there seems to be a famine for the word? Come on here, somebody. It's dry and thirsty because the presence of God is not in the land like it should be. Come on here, somebody. Amen. So the psalmist is saying, I'm seeking you because I need to get a drink of that living water that you can only give to me, oh God, that can quench my spirit. Amen. Lord, you're the only one that can give me the drink that I need. Somebody give God the glory this morning. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody thank him for his goodness. Somebody thank him for his loving kindness. God, we praise you. God, we thank you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the glory, the glory. Amen. We are in the presence of God's glory. And how many know in his glory is everything that we need. Amen. Somebody bless him. Somebody bless the Lord right now. Somebody give him the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where no water is. What it's talking about, where it says no water, there's no word. Hallelujah. There is no word. And so David is in the presence of God because he wants to hear a word from God so that he can
be able to be in the glory of God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. God, we need your glory, Lord. We need your word this morning, Lord. If there's ever a time we need your word, it's right now, God. If there's ever a time that we need to get close to you, it's right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Strengthen us, God. Help us, God. Build us up where we're weak at, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. To cling to you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to trust you like never before. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something about the glory. Amen. God is not going to allow us to be in the glory until our motives are right, till our intentions are right. We can't have no other intentions and expect for God to let us be in his glory. Hallelujah. God got to see that our heart is pure. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God got to know that he can trust us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Lift your hands in one and say, Lord, you can trust me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I empty myself of everything, Lord, so that I can be filled with all of you. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Empty yourself of everything. Amen. So we can be full of him this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, I have no other agenda. Lord, I have no other motive, God. Hallelujah. But to give you glory, because when you give me glory, I'm going to give the glory back to you. Come on here, somebody. Is that your heart, please, this morning? Lord, when you give me your glory, I'm going to give it back to you. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God praise this morning. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he says in verse 3, he said, because thy loving kindness is better than life. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the loving kindness of God is better than life itself? Come on here, somebody. The love of God in our life is better than life itself. And Yahshua said, I come that you might have life and that more abundantly. Amen. And so the abundance of that life is God's glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Life is to have the consciousness of oneself. Come on here, somebody. When you have the consciousness of who you are, that's life. Amen. To know who you are. The Bible says that God breathed into Adam, and Adam became what? A living soul. So it was the breath of God that made Adam the living soul to recognize who he was at that time. Come on here, somebody. See, we don't know who we are until God breathed into us the breath of life. Amen. We need that life in order to realize who we are. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, someone says, thy loving kindness, the love of God is better than life. Lord, thank you for your love. Hallelujah. It's his love that keeps us. It's his love that sustains us. It's his love that allows us to be who we are. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Thank him for his love this morning. Hallelujah. Thank him for his love this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you for your love this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. We know that we're nothing without your love. Somebody give him praise for his love this morning. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's better than life. Amen. The psalmist says, my lips shall praise thee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My lips shall give you praise. My lips shall give you glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Let everyone, amen, that is online this morning, amen, let your lips begin to give God glory. Let your lips begin to give him praise. Glory to God. Because it is only he and he alone that deserves the praise and the glory. Come on and give it to him this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And we thank you. And we glorify you this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then verse 4 says, thus will I praise thee while I live. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. We better give God the glory now. Amen. Because when we go to the grave, we can't give God the glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. The psalmist says, as long as you let me live, glory to God, I'm going to give you the glory that is due your name. Amen. The Bible says that the dead can't praise God. Amen. How many knew that's why God has allowed us to get up this morning? So we can give him what? The praise. Hallelujah. And the glory. Amen. Somebody bless the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, we love you this morning. Hallelujah. We love you this morning, oh God. And we give your name the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come with me right quickly to Psalms 5. Amen. Psalms 5, beginning at verse 3. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, we're going to start at verse 1. Psalms 5, beginning at verse 1. And the word of Yahshua said, give ear to my words, O Lord. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give thought to my meditation, O God. Give thought to the thoughts that I'm thinking about, O God, to the things that I need, God, to the things that I'm thinking about right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then verse 3 says, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. Come on here, somebody. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. Amen. God, amen. My voice, the first thing that I want to give homage and give honor to is you this morning, God. Hallelujah. So my voice will be the voice that you hear in the morning. Oh, Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. Hallelujah. And will look up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm thanking God because we're going to direct our prayer unto him this morning. And God is going to hear and he's going to help us this morning. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God some glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That we are able to direct our prayer unto you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 4 says, for thou art not a God that has pleasure in wickedness. Come on here, somebody. How many know God don't have no pleasure in wickedness? Amen. And so that's why those who are wicked don't get up early in the morning to seek God. Amen. But God is saying, I want you to get up early to be in my presence. Amen. Because I want to bless you this morning. Amen. How many know that our day can't go right until we begin to allow God to establish our morning. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody give him glory this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Neither shall evil dwell with thee. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says that evil do not dwell with thee. Those are two things that God do not allow to dwell in his presence. Wickedness and evil. Come on here, somebody. But that's why we got to make sure our heart is right before we step into the presence of God. We got to make sure, Lord, amen, there's nothing that is in me, God. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm in your presence because my heart sincerely wants you. Come on and give God praise this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 5 says, the foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Come on here, somebody. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. How many know that the Lord don't like those who work iniquity? Iniquity has to do with hidden sins, hidden agendas. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Sins that nobody know about but us and God. And God is saying no, amen, that he hate all workers of iniquity, those that do iniquity, those that do hidden sin. God hates that. That's why we got to keep our motives and our intentions pure. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God glory this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody thank him this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. And then like Moses, glory to God, we cry out to God this morning. Hallelujah. Like Moses did in Exodus. Amen. Come on and go with me to Exodus. Amen. 33 and 18. Amen. Exodus 33 and 18. Hallelujah. This is where Moses, he inquires of God to show him his glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. He was so in love with God, that he wanted to see the glory of God. Amen. He wanted to know more about God. And see, when you want to know more about the Lord, then you begin to inquire about him, and then you begin to ask him. So see, that comes from intimacy. Seeking the glory of God comes only when we become more intimate with God. Come on here, somebody. The intimacy will lead you into the glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Rabasi ki tarabasa. Exodus 33. Let's begin with verse 17. And the word of the Lord says, and the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, but thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Come on here, somebody. How many know that when the Lord knows by name? See, this came from Moses continually seeking God through prayer. And then the more that Moses began to seek God through prayer, he began to say, Lord, show me your glory. Show me your goodness, oh God. Hallelujah. Show me who you are. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 18, and he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. I beseech thee, I beg thee, O God, show me your glory. And he said, verse 19, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Hallelujah. How many know that when God makes all his goodness pass before thee? Hallelujah. We got to prepare ourselves, because God is so good that his goodness, hallelujah. How many of us can really stand to see all the goodness of God? Come on here, somebody. Amen. David said that I would have fainted had not I believed to see the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the land of the living. It was his goodness that stopped David from fainting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. David said, I would have passed out, God, if you hadn't shown me your goodness. In verse 19, and he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. Hallelujah. And then after he called all his goodness, he going to proclaim his name. The name of the Lord is good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, I'm going to proclaim my name to pass before thee. And will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Verse 20 says, and he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. Come on. He's so good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he said, I will have grace on whom I choose to have grace on, and I will show mercy to whom I choose to show mercy on. How many know that it's God's call to whomever he chooses to show mercy on? How many know that it's God's call whoever he chooses to show grace on? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to his great name this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We give you praise. How many know that this was only God's backside? God called Moses to see his backside, his goodness. Come on here, somebody. God says, I'm going to show you my glory through my goodness. Come on here, somebody. My goodness is my glory. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we see in this chapter of Exodus 33, God says, because you found grace, because you found unmerited favor with me, That's why I'm going to show you my glory. How many know that that's the only way that God will show us his glory, that we first have to find favor with him? Amen. God says, once you get in that place of favor, then I'll show you what you want to see. Come on and give God praise this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody give God glory this morning. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come with me once again, child of God. I want to show you something else, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. In the book of Jeremiah, glory to God. Let's go to Jeremiah and see what Jeremiah has to say about the glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Let's go in Jeremiah 9. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Chapter 20. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Let's go into the glory. Let's look further into the glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name this morning. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 9. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're going to look at Jeremiah chapter 9. Verse 23. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. And the word of the Lord says, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might, and let not the rich man glory in his riches. So everywhere you see glory, beloved, circle that word glory. Amen. Verse 24, but he says, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, hallelujah, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the Lord, he's saying, let's go back up to verse 23. Amen. In Jeremiah chapter 9, he says, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Circle that, child of God. Circle that, beloved. Thus saith the Lord. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. What is Yahshua saying to us this morning? He's saying that word glory in that particular context means to boast. It means to brag. Amen. God is saying, amen, when we give glory, we start bragging. Amen. God wants us to brag on him. God wants us to give him glory by bragging on what he does. Come on here, somebody. Because when we brag on him, it causes all of the attention to go to him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why he says, I will share my glory with no man. God is in a category all by himself. And nobody can touch his glory. Nobody can touch his praise. Nobody can touch his goodness. Nobody, hallelujah, can touch his presence. Come on here, somebody. So he says to us, in verse 23, he said, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Why? Because any wisdom that we get, it comes from him. Come on here, somebody. So if we make our boast, let us make our boast in him, for he is worthy to be praised. Come on here, somebody. He's saying, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. So whatever might that we do have, amen, it comes from him. So God said, if you're going to boast or brag, amen, brag about the might that I have given you, because nobody gave it to you but me. Hallelujah. I'm the only God that can give you might, glory to God. I'm the only God that can give you wisdom. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah. So whatever gifts you have, amen, whatever God is giving you, come on, glory in him. Hallelujah. Because the gift is going to only become praiseworthy when we give it back to him. Come on here, somebody. So let every wise man glory in the God that gave him the wisdom. Let every mighty man glory in the might of the God that gave you the might. So we praise God this morning. Glory to God. Come on and give him the glory. I speak blessings over you, beloved. May the peace of God go with you. Amen. May the grace of God be with you. And may God cause his face to shine upon you. And by all means, give God all the glory this morning. Somebody give him all the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Until the next morning session of Morning Glory, may the grace and glory of God be with you, beloved. God bless. Shalom. In hotel. Amen. And may the wisdom of Peter keep you. God bless you. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Come on and give God glory. Come on and give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. All glory belong to you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to praise him, child of God. Hallelujah. The glory of God is with you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.